I'm glad that I'm able to be with you today. I'd like to start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, I'm grateful and thankful to be able to share your word today, and I just pray that this word will encourage those that need to be encouraged and those that are downcast, that they will be uplifted, and those that perhaps are seeking guidance in their life will find direction. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Last week, I spoke on peace in perilous times. Today, I'm going to speak on just simply one word. The word is comfort. When I was growing up at home, I remember when my mother would put a blanket on my bed, it was like a puffy, fluffy, thick blanket, and it was called a comfort. And it did indeed give me comfort in those times, and I just thought that was a nice way to talk about the word. We think about comfort. What comes to your mind when you hear the word comfort? We hear of comfort food, food that we can eat that gives us comfort. When we actually get back to a time when we'll be able to entertain guests in our home, which I know will happen again, we just don't know when, but when that does, we oftentimes ask our guests if you're comfortable. Could I get you something to drink? And so I'd like to talk about this word comfortable today. When we think about God and who he's like or what he's like, because of our human limitations, we often have a distorted view on God. Some people see God as a harsh judge who condemns. Maybe perhaps others think he's more like a grandfather who just lovingly overlooks our sins. But I can tell you that neither of these views is accurate. It does not reflect the truths that we see in the scripture. The Lord's condemnation of sinners and his love for humanity are essential to our Lord's nature. He hates sin, but at the same time, he loves the sinner. God described himself to Moses as compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth in the book of Exodus chapter 34 and verse 6. He also added, yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished in verse 7. The Lord cares enough for us to reveal himself. He reveals himself in many different ways. He reveals himself in his word. He sent his son to pay the penalty for our sins, to offer forgiveness through faith, and to make all of us who trust in him his children. Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. God's comfort awaits anyone who's willing to turn from their sin and come to him for salvation. An English dictionary defines comfort as a state of mind in which there is ease from suffering, sorrow, or despair. The meaning of the word in the New Testament has a far richer meaning. The Greek word means to come alongside, to give encouragement, help, consolation, or exhortation. And it's exactly what God does for those who belong to him. I'd like to talk about four ways that the Lord brings comfort. The first one is the Lord comforts us as a loving father. God is good in many ways. He's good to people in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 45. I'd like to read. There we read that we may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. So yes, he's even good to those who are unregenerate, but those who have a relationship with him and we've accepted him as our Lord and Savior, He calls us sons and daughters, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26. When the Apostle Paul was going through his severe affliction, he wrote, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction. I would take that as our key scripture today, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. This hardship that Paul was talking about was not just a small hardship. He was experiencing a crushing pressure, and at one point, he was so excessively burdened beyond his strength that he despaired even of life. In the midst of his desperation, he was comforted by his heavenly Father, and he will do the same for us, no matter how bad or stressful or painful our situation is. We have a heavenly Father who understands and cares, and he comes alongside to walk with us and carry us through. No one else can console us like the Lord, because he alone knows us perfectly. I think it'd be appropriate to read this poem that came to mind as I was preparing this message today. It's entitled Footprints in the Sand. I know that you've heard it. One night I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord, and across the sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to me and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before us, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that many times along the path of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I also noticed it happened at various times and at the lowest, saddest times in my life. This really bothered me, and I questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I've noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why in times when I needed you most that you should leave me. The Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you and I would never, ever leave you during your time of trial and suffering. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I had carried you. I think it's very appropriate for our particular time that we're living today. Many of us today need to be carried in this time of this pandemic. The second one, that God comforts us with his Spirit. Jesus Christ sent the Holy Spirit to dwell with every believer. In the Old Testament times, the Holy Spirit was given to various individuals to accomplish certain tasks. Today it's given to all who are willing to accept Christ as their Savior. In John chapter 14, in verse 16 and 18, I'd like to turn there. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And verse 26, same chapter. But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever that I have said unto you. So he's referred to as our helper. Spirit continues within us and reminds us of the truth so that we can see our troubles from a heavenly perspective. He restores our hope when we are near despair. He encourages us to endure hardship when we feel like we need to give up. He gives us the strength that we need to keep going. Even in the death of a loved one, the Comforter overshadows us with the awareness of God's grace and his compassion. Thirdly, the Lord comforts us with his word. The psalmist wrote, this is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me, Psalms 119 and verse 50. When our feelings overwhelm us, when our faith begins to falter, we can stand on the facts of the scripture as our sure foundation. It is especially important if we're going through suffering or perhaps great need or seemingly insurmountable difficulties. It's why it's so essential that we read and meditate in God's word, and we need to do that regularly. If we don't know what the Bible says, it can't give us the guidance and comfort that we need in times of trouble. But when we become familiar with the scripture, the Holy Spirit can bring to mind a verse or a passage that sustains and encourages us with God's truth in the very midst of our problems. Fourthly, God comforts us in all of our afflictions, not just some of them. 2 Corinthians verse 1 and 4. Even if our trouble is caused sometimes by our own sinful choices, the Lord comes to our side because his comfort includes admonishment. We must not forget his exhortation that's addressed to us as his children in Hebrews 12:5. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. The only way that we can find relief from the turmoil of the soul that is caused by sin is to come back to our Heavenly Father in repentance and receive restoration. So where do you seek comfort today? Those who are without Christ, they look to the promises and pleasures of this world, but these things can only give you temporary relief. But as believers, our first response should be to come to our Heavenly Father in prayer, casting all of our anxiety on him because he cares for us. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. He is the only one who can give us eternal comfort and hope, even if our challenging situations don't seem to change. So are you going through a difficult time? If you are, I would like to pray with you. It is indeed a privilege as a Christian to share words of encouragement from God's word and to petition him on one another's behalf, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, I'm grateful for the opportunity to share your wonderful word. Today, perhaps there are those who just need to have your comfort. They need to feel your comfort. Father, I pray that they also receive your peace, but today that they may receive your comfort. Father, I pray that if they are without you and they never ask you to forgive them of their sins, I ask that they would do that today and just pray this simple prayer. Jesus, I ask you to forgive you my sins, and I invite you to come and live in my heart. And I want to live for you from this day forward. And if you prayed that prayer today with me, may his comfort bless you today and always.